Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. President of Vietnam Tho Lam to be on a three-day visit to India beginning 5th of May. India plans to add 62 new vessels with over 51,000 crore rupees investment in current financial year to boost Atmanirbhar shipping. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rates steady between 3.5 and 3.75% amid inflation concerns and global economic strain. Iranian currency rial plunges to new record low of around 1.8 million against US dollar. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. President of Vietnam Tho Lam will pay a state visit to India from 5th to 7th of May. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam. A strong business delegation will also accompany the visiting dignitary. We have more from a correspondent.
This will be President Tho Lam's first state visit to India after being elected as the President of Vietnam in April this year. President Tho Lam will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan on 6th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with President Tho Lam across the spectrum of bilateral relations as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. President Draupadi Murmu will have a meeting with President Tho Lam. Other Indian dignitaries are also expected to call on President Tho Lam. President Tho Lam will also visit both Gaya and Mumbai during his visit to India. Our correspondent reports that India and Vietnam share historical and civilizational ties, which have steadily deepened over the years. President Tho Lam's visit coincides with the special occasion of the two countries marking the 10th anniversary of the elevation of relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The engagement between leaders is expected to provide fresh momentum to the robust bilateral relations and open new avenues for cooperation between India and Vietnam. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonowal has said that India is advancing a roadmap to add 62 vessels in the financial year 2026-27 backed by investment of over 51,000 crore rupees. Chairing a high-level inter-ministerial review meeting regarding the Strait of Hormuz in New Delhi, Mr. Sonowal called for urgent expansion of India's shipping capacity to ensure resilience against external disruptions. During the meeting, he also reviewed the status of the joint venture between Shipping Corporation of India and the Oil PSUs to acquire 59 vessels. Mr. Sonowal further reiterated that the safety and security of Indian seafarers remains paramount for the government. The Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways said that the inter-ministerial meeting concluded with a call for greater alignment, coordination and execution across ministries and stakeholders to position India as a globally competitive maritime nation. The Indian Embassy in Doha has informed that Indian carriers plan to resume operations at Hamad International Airport, Doha, as flight operations continue to expand. According to the embassy, Air India, Air India Express and IndiGo plan to resume the flight services between Doha and various destinations in India starting tomorrow. The embassy said that all flight operations have been conducted in coordination with the relevant authorities and airline partners. It also advised passengers to remain in touch with respective airlines for flight-related information. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The US Federal Reserve has left its benchmark interest rate unchanged for the third straight meeting as policymakers grapple with the policy impact of persistent inflation and awaited a looming leadership transition at the central bank. In what may have been Chair Jerome Powell's final meeting at the helm, the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee voted to hold the benchmark funds rate in a range between 3.5% to 3.75%. The Fed Reserve has said developments in West Asia are adding to high uncertainty over the economic outlook. In a statement after its two-day meeting, the Fed added that inflation remains elevated partly due to a recent rise in global energy prices. Meanwhile, during a news conference following the central bank's decision, Powell signaled that he would remain on the Board of Governors for an indefinite period after his term as chair ends on May 15th. Iran's currency has plunged to a new record low, underscoring mounting economic pressure from ongoing conflict, U.S. sanctions and a naval blockade disrupting key trade routes. The Iranian rial weakened to around 1.8 million against the U.S. dollar on the open market yesterday, marking a sharp fall. The latest decline follows renewed volatility after weeks of relative stability earlier in the conflict. Limited trading activity initially masked deeper economic stress, but the currency has now resumed its slide, raising concerns of further inflation as import costs surge. The United States has intensified pressure through a naval blockade imposed earlier this month, following Iranian restrictions on vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz, a critical global oil corridor. Reports indicate maritime traffic has dropped significantly, disrupting trade flows with key partners, including China and the UAE. Tensions between Washington and Tehran continue to escalate, with the White House signaling that it is prepared to sustain a naval blockade of Iranian ports for an extended period. This comes amid financial cost to the United States crossing $25 billion, as assessed by the Pentagon. President Donald Trump issued a blunt warning to Iran on social media, saying no deal if Tehran's nuclear weapons pursuit continues. He said Iran talks are now telephonic amid stalled peace talks. The latest developments point to a widening deadlock. Washington continues to insist that Iran's nuclear program must be part of any ceasefire framework, while Tehran has refused to negotiate under pressure. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
What makes this moment particularly volatile is the absence of any diplomatic off-ramp. Washington is tying any ceasefire to nuclear concessions. Tehran is refusing to engage under coercion. Meanwhile, the blockade is not only squeezing Iran's economy, it is also imposing a mounting financial burden on the United States, now estimated at over $25 billion. That raises pressure on the Trump administration to demonstrate tangible outcomes, not just strategic resolve. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump held a telephonic call. Russian President aide Yuri Ushakov said the phone conversation that lasted over an hour and a half. Putin strongly condemned the assassination attempt against Trump at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, stressing in particular the unacceptability of any form of politically motivated violence. According to the Kremlin, the two leaders focused primarily on the situation in Iran and the Persian Gulf. Ushakov said Putin viewed Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire as a right move, as it will help stabilize the situation. The presidential aide said Russia remains firmly determined to fully support diplomatic efforts aimed at finding a peaceful settlement to the crisis and has put forward a number of proposals intended to resolve differences over the Iranian nuclear program. Multiple reports have warned of accelerating climate extremes, saying Europe is warming faster than any other continent. The European State of Climate Report 2025 released yesterday says Europe has been warming at twice the global average since 1980, making its fastest warming continent. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 244 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 249 for 4 in 18.2 overs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Travis Head scored 76 runs of 30 balls, while Henry Klassen remained unbeaten with 65 runs. For Mumbai Indians, A.M. Ghazanfar took 2 wickets. Earlier winning the toss, Mumbai Indians opted to bat and scored 243 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Ryan Rickleton was the top scorer with an unbeaten 123 runs of 55 balls, while Will Jacks made 46 runs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President of Vietnam Tho Lam to be on a 3-day visit to India beginning 5th of May. India plans to add 62 new vessels with over 51,000 crore rupees investment in the current financial year to boost Atmanirbhar shipping. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rates steady between 3.5 and 3.75% amid inflation concerns and global economic strain. In Iranian currency, rial plunges to new record low of around 1.8 million against the US dollar. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.